Here it is. It's rolling.
Oh, commandment number 7.
Thou shalt not masturbate in the bus while children are present.
Commandment number 8. Thou shalt think the Nokia 3310 is fantastic up your bum.
Thou shalt not try their best to fucking have it off with an older woman unless they know it's their friend's mom.
Commandment number 10. Jemba Jemba is the best player ever to play for Man United and thinks Eric Cantona has a big game. Oh!
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Tell your girlfriend I love her, cause we're talking on the internet. Tell your girlfriend I love her, cause we're talking on the internet.
So, welcome to this week's edition of Boom Childcast, episode 20. I'm Ross Shannon. I am here with Ty Glipton.
Yep.
I'm also here with David Flood.
Yeah.
I'm also here with Tennis and Firth.
Hello, what's the crack?
And we're here for the first edition of a segment we like to call Bands Interviewing Bands. And the first band is Stitch Jones.
Happy Christmas!
Hey!
What's going on, guys?
We've got Ross and Watchy from Stitch Jones. I think their surname is Jones.
Absolutely.
Smith. I'm not sure.
We're like the Ramones. We have to take that. No, we're like Ween. Ween are better than Ramones. I'm Dean Ween, you're Gene Ween.
Okay.
Cool.
Rage Against the Ween.
Rage Against the Ween, absolutely.
Alrighty.
Hey guys, what's going on?
How are you doing? It's a pleasure to be here.
Good
to
see you.
Humble abode.
I think Ty Glipton here is he's freezing up because he's just the amount of preparation he was doing for this podcast.
He
hoovered the
You cared about us?
Yeah. Oh, no, you saw him setting up.
It was tender love and care. I mean,
absolutely.
He packed away the drum kit. The drum kit's in the corner.
Offered us water.
We declined and took a can of beer.
He let me use his toilet. That's pretty
good. What do you think of that toilet?
I was about to say, yeah, rate it.
Listen, I got a big thing about toilets.
Like, his name is Tom.
Here, listen.
I can judge like a person by like the state of their toilet. You are a fine aristocratic man, judging by your toilet.
Well, he calls the toilet Tom, so he's like, oh, I'm just going to shit in Tom.
That's what you say, though. I'm just going for a chat with Tom and everyone knows what's going on.
Case there's a nice woman over or something, you don't want to sound like a pig or anything. Yeah. Just go and have a chat with Tom. Come have a chat
speaking
with me.
Speaking of bathrooms, I came across a guy there last week who never heard the phrase potpourri. I'm like, you don't...
I don't know what that is.
What's really? That?
Is that the smelly stuff in the bowl?
Yeah, potpourri, yeah. He's like, the potpourri. What's that? It's the smelly stuff in the bowl.
It sounds like something you take in Ibiza to get fucking out or something.
You're the potpourri, man.
Listeners, I hope you have some potpourri at home because I'm surrounded by dirty sodomites.
Creamfields is on down the Fairy House Marga, man. Do you want some potpourri?
Like, what's it actually made out of? Like,
is flowers?
Is this from the... Let's see, the poetry.
No, I just think...
You just made that up.
I did, yeah.
It seems like the kind of thing, like, you're not supposed to eat it, but if you did, you'd probably be grand.
It's a bit like plastic fruit. You shouldn't eat it. If you eat it, you're not going to die. Like.
It's kind of the time when I ate the mint from the shower gel, the Lynx shower gel. It smelled really good, and I went... It was real animal instinct. I just started licking it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a mint in the container.
It smelled really good, and I just went for it. I regretted it though. It was a little bit kind of imperial leather, like, you know.
That was like my first experience in cigarettes. My dad's friend was smoking at the table, so I just went right up to a cigarette and went and then just spent the day getting sick.
I thought that was
you've been sucking on cylindrical Abhishek since, haven't you?
I thought that was
it was fine.
I thought when you said my dad's friend, I thought that was leading down a story. Well, he took me outside, he's like, smoke it.
Yeah, he was like, close your eyes and suck on this, but when you feel the liquid touch the back of your throat, that means you've had a good sign. That's smoking, son.
It was a vaporizer.
Fucking hell.
Catholic church guide to it, isn't it?
Ah, not at all. I wasn't an altar boy, I just got fucked just for walking by.
True. He lived to a church. Was that nice priest in the church?
He was. Yeah. He was a good guy. He'd a look of guilt in his eyes, though.
Do this in memory of me. Do what?
Yeah, it was strange. You tell him your confessions, and you could always kind of hear like a, you know, across the way. You'd be like, but they'd be pretty boring ones.
Maybe
like,
he had asthma or emphysema. That's, we can't generalise. You know?
That's what my mum tried saying. She's like, son, they're not all having a wank in the confession box. Some of them are just genuine. They're warm because they're in there. It's dark. You know?
They're warm, yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
It's a radiator in there.
That's a central heating effect, obviously. Like, that's
So, obviously, Tenny prepared a list of band interview questions.
Oh,
they
Hold on, is it not enough to hug him?
I
heard.
He's never finishing that thought. Don't mind those lads.
Oh my god.
They're pretty silent.
What we mainly want to know is, what we mainly brought you here for is, Ross, how are you mates with Jean-Claude from Fibris?
I want to know that, actually.
I was looking today, sharing links. Jean-Claude is sharing links.
What can I say, man? We share links from time to time.
That man has never even learned my name. Even though I'm in a band with you, he still doesn't learn my name.
Probably because I don't bark at him when I walk in.
I don't bark at him. Anyway, tell your story. Go on.
I don't know. I just ended up playing there with my old band Crafty Fuzz, and we had a...
That's not very interesting an answer.
No, not really.
This is radio. We need
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go.
And the end. I don't know.
So just from playing Latin Fibris.
It was a priest story, actually. That's what it was.
No, yeah. From playing Latin Fibris.
He was your priest.
Yeah, he was my
fucking
priest.
Fucking hell.
He's French. There's a big Catholic scene going on there. Like, it's
Absolutely,
rising, you know?
Yeah.
It's rising. So, yeah, he was my parish priest.
We've played, in Fibris, four times, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
The fifth time is when it works a charm. That's when you're in with the Jean-Claude set, you know?
Yeah, no, we've played, and we get this, in fairness, I suppose when you're a sound engineer, your mind's just a blur because you're dealing with millions of bands each week. Mm.
And not all of them are very good. Not saying we're not good. We're both very good bands.
But, surely it's more memorable when we come along. What do you have? And we have a key term for vocal mic. Surely no other band has that. Can you not remember that? We've used Sandman about 5 or 6 times and they're still who are you?
We get that as well. We're like, you guys are two piece. What guitar are you using? I'm like, no, it's a bass I'm using. What? How does that work? I was like, it works. Just trust me. It'll be okay.
I use a chaos pad and the sound man nearly shits himself.
Yeah. In fairness, I nearly shit myself because we still have no idea how to work that fucking thing. We plug it in and we just kind of go beep, 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 beep.
That's the way to work it. I'm never going to sit at home and go, there's 16 bars of this.
Yeah.
That's going to be the same every gig.
You're not going to do a Trent Reznor and be like, I dedicate my life to this square electric board.
No.
You need these patches though.
Yeah.
What does Tenny have to say about all
this? Yeah, you give some Tenny.
Well, I heard.
I have that one.
Yeah. Or something like that.
There's one that sounds like someone's. You have one there that sounds like someone's giving Tenny a sexual proposition. He's like, oh.
Jesus, yeah.
No, not that one.
I heard. Or something like that.
I thought there was one right.
Oh, this one.
Jeez.
It's like he's sitting at a bus stop and someone was just going to come up beside him just like, you're that guitar player in that band. Do you want to rub me nibble for the fiver? And that's his reaction.
Get it right, you're that guitar player in the band.
Yeah, but well, they don't know that.
Listeners, less than a week ago, we were strutting our stuff in a funky nightclub in Cork with the Boomers.
Oh, God, that was
I have to say, Tennyson was looking to get down on that dance floor. He was looking to get down and dirty.
Well, what happened was Tenny and Dave in this... We detailed the origins of this story back in the last episode.
Yeah,
so you have to go back
and
listen. When we were in the nightclub afterwards, and Tenny and Dave just disappeared, and then Dave texted me going, "Yeah, we're just going for a stroll." And then after we left, after the four of us left, we went back to the hostel, and they weren't at the hostel.
Just a weekender.
They came in an hour or two later. I was like, "Where is?" We were just strolling around,
Me and Watchy were to be found. When we get bored on a night out, that's where you're going to always find us a chipper.
Yeah, we sang. Remember them Spanish girls at the end of the night?
Mm.
She's just like, I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know who he is. And then she's talking to Ross. If you're a woman, don't talk to Ross because there's no escape. And especially, he might know
one of your family members.
Exactly, yeah. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you're Spanish or whatever, he's like, Maria Gonzalez. Oh,
If you're wondering why there's a shallow grave beside your house, it's not. But it actually is.
But it was just so funny. I was not in the mood to talk at all. And it was the first time ever I seen you kind of just going, yeah, whatever, love. Just let me finish my chips. was like, wow, he finally did it.
In fairness, a Spanish girl or curry chips, I know what I'm going to pick.
There were some good. It was that really dark curry sauce that I thought was gravy. I was like, that's fucking gravy.
I thought you were going, this was really dark coloured Spanish people.
No, this one was more kind of Basque, kind of Celtic, origin of Spain. Yeah.
She had Irish freckles underneath the eyes. She looked like a raggedy Ann doll.
So red beard.
She looked like a raggedy Ann doll. And I meant for 2 seconds, I was like, Annabelle,
Ric Flair YTP.
Oh, yes, I did see it. That's for another day, though.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that in the next episode. Yeah, YTPs are great. Look at
how did you? How did your gig go?
How did you enjoy your Corpus
we talked about that. You didn't actually tell us how your gig went.
Oh, okay.
Do we have to? Two thumbs up.
I'll give you an impression of our gig right now. We finished like...
Hit that...
Yeah, just our gig was like... We'd be like, thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you so much, everyone.
We've been Stitch Jones.
And that was our gig.
That's what we wanted. Yeah. But unfortunately, no.
In the words of Iron Maiden, we expected the glamour, the fortune, the fame.
Yeah, but you'd even take a bit of... At least that's a reaction.
We didn't even get that.
The glass clinking was louder than my cowbell.
Yeah. We pulled out Take My Breath Away. They didn't dig it. Yeah. We pulled out Beetlejuice.
Yes.
They didn't dig it.
Yeah.
We pulled out fucking wanker bankers, that
yeah,
lads.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, pulled all that out. Nobody budged. This always happens at Stitch Jones gigs. We're just that kind of band. There was two fat, hairy guys at the back of the room that loved us. Yeah. There's always two fat, hairy guys that are just like, rock on, man! And we're just like, hey.
And a wave of confusion in front.
Yeah. And always some girl who's clearly a fucking, like, I don't know, Shits of Leon fan or something like that. And she's just like, I thought you guys were very loud. It's just not my thing. Just like,
it was funny because as soon as we started playing, well, we did that kind of cymbal swell thing. And people were like, yeah, woo!
Rock band!
Yeah, music. And then we started this clown's collateral. And I was like,
no. Didn't get it. But honestly, it went better on my last Cork gig. My last Cork gig, I played to the barman, the sound man, and the support band. So I stamped it a success.
You're like, they were a great crowd, though.
Yeah, I was like, I said it to him. He was outside. He's like, oh, God, that was a bit of a waste of time. And I was like,
and you're the only one who has to give him a pep talk. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, there was a crowd there. There wasn't a crowd in my last Cork gig, so let's count our lucky stars there.
Well, I think we told you the story, Erwin, where we played, the place was packed, about 150 people in the place. And the barman said they're all from a like Canadian pub crawl tour. And it was pub crawl tours.
They exist? Great.
Yeah, and there was like...
Oh, not Canadian people, like Canadian beer.
No, they were Canadian people.
With Canadian beer.
Like the Sierra Leone pub crawl or something there. The Ivory Coast pub crawl.
It's fucking Africa.
They're fucking London. Sorry, Roscoe.
But what happened was, like, we played the first three songs, particularly the first two. People started going nuts. They were swinging out of the rafters. They were singing along to songs.
What two songs did you open with?
We opened with Internet Girlfriend and There's Your Baby.
Oh, brilliant. Good openers.
And people were singing along with the choruses. They were going mad. And then we were on to the third song. And then the tour guide obviously went, all right, on to the next pub. And then by the end of the third song, it was just like, oh, thanks everybody. And just like, there was eight people. There's like maybe four people in one corner.
You just got
talking amongst themselves.
and then we tried so hard.
I was jumping up on tables and we were just, I don't know.
You tried to bring the rock.
We kept it professional. And then the worst part was obviously like, we did last, that was the worst reaction we got for last train. It was the reverse for a lot of gigs. A lot of gigs we do, the first part of the gig, people are like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, they're like, yay! Yeah. This is the opposite. This is last train. Oh, this is class. And then by the end of it, like, we played last train and we're like, thank you. No.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah, fuck this. They dropped my guitar and the headstock snapped off.
Oh, God.
And I was like, of all the gigs.
Yeah.
Like, if that was in front of people, I would have just started eating it and smashing it up.
I think we learned a lesson that night. Just don't say where you're from.
Yeah, but he had a point with that because I used to always say...
Yeah, I told the lads before we play, I said, don't say we're from Dublin like this.
But they're from Canada. Why would they give a fuck what part of Ireland we're from?
Oh my god, I love Dublin.
I didn't know there was going to be Canadians there. I just assumed to be all Cork people. As I was saying,
it was full of Cork people where we were. Yeah.
As I was saying, yeah. I was surprised. Like, we were in Cork City. There wasn't a lot of. I didn't see that many heavy Cork accents.
Oh,
we're
we heard loads.
Oh, God.
We went into this rock bar actually called Ziggy's.
We must have been in the
great spot.
We must have been the Italian section of the city.
Oh, we got a story about Cork accents the next morning in the fucking hostel.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to take this one? Jesus Christ. Right. So we're checking out. We're hungover. I've had to see him getting changed into a fresh pair of underwear again.
Squeezing in.
Yeah. I'm just like, I really didn't think.
Had to see his tree trunk penis.
Yeah.
Again.
He's got a really big scrotum, but like, not a big penis. Not but I've got a really small scrotum and a really big penis.
The four
of us shared a room. I have to say, happily, I didn't see anyone.
You didn't see anyone. Oh no.
What about you, Tiger Lipton?
I was flashing it, but no one was looking.
This lad kept taking off.
We're used to each other's genitals.
At this day, what worried me more was the fact that how used I was to them and how little offended or weirded out I was by it. Like, I could sit there and have a conversation with Ross while having a wank, just like, so anyway, I bumped into something the other day and it'd just be like, give me 2 seconds. Anyway, as I was saying, watch out, I got the wall behind you there.
So yeah, your man in the hostel.
Yeah, so anyway, we're checking out and we go downstairs, we're like, thanks very much, and it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours till the bus. I was like, it's just chill here, but there's Wi-Fi, no point going anywhere. And then this very enthusiastic young man comes in, he's just like, how's it going there, lads? Do you mind if I sit beside you? Oh, do you mind if I sit beside you? And I was just like, I wasn't in the mood, but that's what I love about being a band. Ross is in the fucking mood to talk to people all the time, and it's great, because if you're not in the mood, you're just like, tag, you're it, buddy. And he's like, yeah, sit down, man, whatever. And the guy sits down, he's just like, oh, I was out there on the lads all night. Like, do you like techno, boys? And then I like techno, so I was like, yeah, man, Underworld, where it's at. But he's talking to the wrong guy about techno and Ross. He's just like, oh, I remember going to see, like, I seen Marco V once, and then I seen, like, Scott Project, the lad with the dreadlocks in his hair. Do you like Psytrance? Do you? You look like a kind of boy that would be, you know, Sansi Bass on the dance floor, hey?
It was like in Monty Python where, you know, he's like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
But clearly, we got talking to this guy for a good, like, 15 minutes. And then I said, sorry, what's your name, mate? And he's like, oh, my name's Justin. And I says, oh, were you staying here last night? No, I was just out in the Raz all night and I just wandered in and just started talking to people.
then we met his mate Jay, like, from Waterford. And
he says, I was just inside in the kitchen there talking to a black fella for the last hour. And I came outside, talked to a few Italians over there.
Busting off a load of French girls in the corner as well, it was.
And then I seen you boys and I thought I'd come over and talk to the musicians.
I thought I'd do the fucking rounds. Ended up he was in our hometown at a session years ago.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, Rush, it's Gary's. I know John out there in town. Do you know Peter?
I've met people after gigs going, like, oh, yeah, fucking great set, man. He's just like, where are you from? He's like, oh, from Mount Scaries. And they're like, oh, Scaries. I went Rush for a few mates there. Rush, he's got a drink in there. Like, that's come up more than once.
I always say to people, I'm from a place in Dublin you've never heard of.
I just tell people, where do you live? I live in Dublin, but I live in the country part of Dublin where it's quiet and there's no, like, noise or mayhem. There's drugs, but it's hidden very well.
Oh, there's a car.
Ooh, listen to that. That's a Ford Focus. 98 hatchback.
1.6 diesel
twin
engine.
Twin turbo.
That's amazing.
Well, luckily, no one knows our location at the moment. It's rural, though.
It's actually, we broadcast from the McGillicuddy Reeks. That's where it is.
I didn't think they were real when someone said that to me in school.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, man, you're making that up.
Yeah,
like, seriously. Reeks. Someone just passed too
surrounded
much.
Surrounded by tombolos.
They just passed too much hash around at lunch. That's what I thought.
V-shaped valleys, glaciated valleys.
These are all answers in junior third geography.
So what else did Mr. Tennyson want to know about us? I'm intrigued.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. Well, I heard.
What did you hear?
Well, Tenny, to answer your question.
Now, what I wanted to say, the strangest thing about that, that Cork lad who came in talking to you was, he must be the only lad in Cork called Justin. How the fuck did he get that?
And he was related to Luke Kelly, he told us as well, and he's like sallow skin. And
I love that. He's like, I'm related to Luke Kelly, but you look like him an awful lot.
Well, I didn't want to say it in fairness.
It's not very good at the end of the day.
In our hospital, we were the most Cork people there, and we're not from Cork.
We were the only Irish guys.
We were the only Irish
apart from
there.
Justin the next morning. Justin in the morning. Fucking there's hell. The new song. Justin in the morning. Justin in the morning. Justin in the evening. Justin and supper time. Write that down. Great.
Nice.
You heard it here.
It's on tape.
Oh, there we go. You heard it here first.
We're sticking on Bebo, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, Mr. Tenney.
It was really weird because I don't know. I really wanted to get to know the guy, but at the same time, I was hungover and tired and didn't want to fucking talk.
He was one of those people where we wanted to just hit the road. But
it took me getting up and going.
Hold on a second. Get that beard scratching on Mike again.
Oh, sorry.
Three years.
Ooh, listen to that. It took me getting up having to go to the...
Next to my pubic hair.
I had to go to the toilet.
It sounds the same.
Yeah. There's even more of a rustle after
that. That's how you got rid of him. Don't be lying.
Rustler's burger.
But it took me getting up and having... me having to get up and say, like, oh, what time do you want to head, Ross? I would leave the next few minutes. And then eventually he took a hint because the conversation was a-flowing, but then the last kind of 10 minutes was just
I was looking at a fly in the wall. And it wasn't even a magic moment.
No, it wasn't. Like, no one was singing.
No two hearts were caring.
I'd ran out of things to talk about. I'd ran out of humour in the guy. Ross, who is fantastic and pull that nail of his arse to talk about. Even you had just kind of gone, like, I got to do a fucking 3-hour bus journey. I don't want to talk anymore. So I got up to go to the toilet. I was like, yeah. When do you want to leave, bud? And then he was just like, I'll tell you what, boys, I'm going to leave now then. Great fucking seeing you. I'm a hippie, like, man. I'm really, really love. I have a big love for people inside my soul, man.
he kept on saying this as if we're supposed to be impressed. It's like, right, we're one of them people as well.
Yeah, people see my long hair and they're like, oh, you're clearly a big stoner and you're a big hippie. Like, no, I don't smoke weed and I really fucking hate people.
Ginger beer that say, like, you know, you go to the festivals and you live in the forests. And, oh, what?
No, not at all. I sit at home and I judge the world through my fucking Facebook account.
Yeah, like, my biggest, you know, dilemma in my life is, will I stick with LA Galaxy in career mode and FIFA, or will I go to Barcelona? Like, that's...
Barcelona.
Oh, man, I played LA Galaxy for... I know you lads aren't really football folk, but Robbie Keane was my best striker, okay? So
that's how bad it is.
That was the pedigree here, yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that was the guys.
Do you know Robbie Keane's related to Morrissey?
Yes, second cousin. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Morrissey and Robbie Keane are second cousins.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
He's looking at that conversation.
Fucking hell.
There's that. I was only saying to watch you there a few weeks ago that I went to see Morrissey on the Euro the Quarry tour when it was the old Point Depot. And he said on stage, like, you know, it was all the adulation. He probably played First of the Gang to Die and, like, the song ended. He was just like, no, the crowd were, and he goes, thank you very much, everyone. Now remember, I'm under no illusions whatsoever. I'll be back playing Whelan's next year.
He's fucking... the other one he says, like, if you're going to buy any Smith CDs, try not to buy them. All the money will go to that wretched drummer.
That wretched drummer, yeah. Yeah, it's a shame.
I
was going to call him Mike Judge. Mike Joyce.
Yeah, Mike Joyce, he...
great drummer.
He pulled a number on them. He was just like, 10, 15 years after the fact.
Yeah.
He's like... Yeah, I think I'm going to fucking sue them for that one.
I know, so I've heard
the
money.
And then still appear in loads of documentaries about the Smiths.
Yeah.
Talking about how bad it is.
Well, the glory days.
Have you noticed something? All the former members of Oasis and the Smiths do DJ sets in various places.
Wow.
Yeah, I seen like Bonehead was doing a DJ set somewhere in Sligo a few years ago.
Bonehead was in fucking Dublin a while ago.
Yeah, he's a...
And Andy Rourke from the Smiths was doing DJ sets as well. That's how they make their extra dollar, yeah.
Fucking class bass player.
Oh, unbelievable.
It's so melodic, like.
Barbarism begins at home and all
this
that,
lad is an expert on the Smiths.
Yeah.
That's why
he's I think we can do a separate podcast on our love for the Smiths, to be honest.
Definitely. I really want to buy that t-shirt, though, where it says the Smiths and it's the picture of Will Smith and his family. Yeah. I really want that
t-shirt.
But
they're standing the way they are in the Smiths picture.
Yeah. I really want that photo.
Did you know, just to touch on the Smiths, like a little bit of factual knowledge here.
Tigari knows this.
Yeah, Here Is
Before
Now.
Before he even said it, he knows this.
Here Is Now was a mistake. You left the tremolo on, you just put the guitar back
how
on.
Soon,
the
how soon is now?
Yeah.
How soon
or
is
how
now?
Here Is Now. How soon
here is now? Here is
just now. Just there you are now.
Just a mistake, yeah. Tremolo left it on, put it on loop.
Class.
So
I thought you were going into the start of a story.
Did some preparation for the show.
I just wanted to touch on it.
We wrote into Exposé Magazine.
They have a magazine.
And I said, we have some agony aunts here, Stitch Jones. So people.
It's funny that we wrote a song talking about our vitriol for Exposé. But yeah. Yeah.
Great editing on that program.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. if only we
trying to make Ireland look like a glamorous place.
It is a. Well. depends on where you go, like.
So here's some agony aunt questions brought in for Stitch Jones. So
do you want to take them in sectors? Like you take the first one.
Okay.
The second.
Yeah,
whenever we're interviewing around, then we always, because we're big personalities, we bark over each other. So I think it just.
All right. So Ross is on this one. Okay. Yeah. Here's the first. Right,
which Ross?
The one that's going to be answering the questions.
Oh, that's confusing. Mm.
This one's from Sheila in Dubai. Alright, my boyfriend keeps making Chuckle Vision brother references while pleasuring me with the oral sex. He thinks I can't hear him, and anytime I ask him, he just says, nothing, dear. I think he's pretending to make love to Barry Chuckle. I still love him, and he's a great father. What should I do? Please help, Stitch Jones.
Well, for a start, that's Paul Chuckle using a pseudonym, so... What should
you're insinuating that the Chuckle Brothers want to bang each other.
Well, have you watched their videos?
I suppose.
No, to answer Sheila's question, I think what she needs to do is, well, needs to talk to him about it at first, really. Has to face him, you know, yeah? And then do a little bit of this.
Do a little bit of this.
Check it out.
The crowd are impressed by answer.
Check it out. There you go. Problem solved.
All right. This one's for Watchy. Mm-hmm. This one, unfortunately, is actually hate mail. So it says...
What? Agony ad hate mail?
I know.
Oh, I've gotten hate mail. Yeah.
It says... It says, Stitch Jones used to be my favourite band to listen to at bath time, but now I'm kind of like over them. They're total sellouts, the worst Korean pop band I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. The keyboard player is a poor role model for girls everywhere. The songs are too short. Now I feel like I should just get my Stitch Jones Forever tattoo removed. P.S. You were little bitches on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Wouldn't even eat the kangaroo cock.
Wow.
Well.
Well, they've followed us from the start, haven't
Jesus,
they?
Jesus. Well, let me say the first thing to them. They don't understand that when you're on I'm a Celebrity, it's 7:30 in the morning and you have to eat a knob. And it's really hard to eat anything at that hour. Never mind a kangaroo knob. Like, I could go, it's like, hey, you gotta eat a kangaroo knob. And I'd be like, all right, fine, I could eat a knob at night. I could fucking run home, have a bit of rice or something, come back at 6:30 that evening, eat the knob, not a butter, have a pint beside me. So to her, I say, fuck you. You obviously just haven't had enough kangaroo cock in your mouth like Stitch Jones has. We've had kangaroo cock in our mouth since our first jam. We know what it's
like. It's like leftover venison in the fridge. Just
absolutely.
Fucking shut the door over, you know?
Yeah, there's too much of it coming out of us.
Yeah.
As for sellouts, I don't know, like, we took a term at sellout school this year. Mm. I dropped out, but you stayed, didn't you?
Yeah, we kind of went a bit Black Album for 3.5 days.
Yeah, 3.5 days.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good, but at the same time, I didn't like, you kind of changed when you went to sellout school. You never done drugs beforehand, but suddenly you were sniffing Domestos every fucking morning.
And but basically, if you can't stick with us, like in our high points, don't stick with us in our low points, okay?
Absolutely. Well,
it's not all about you.
Could she tweet us that picture of her tattoo? Because I'd love to see what a Stitch Jones tattoo looks like, because I'd get one.
Hashtag get more cock.
Yeah.
I don't think she has a tattoo. I think she's just trying to twist the knife there.
That's it. Well, to her, I say one thing. I was like, you were clearly such a mistake that your father masturbated and your mother sat in it. So off you go, love.
Out of all the millions of sperm, you won.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Congratulations. Fried egg in the morning.
Next question, please.
Next question. Okay.
Fish and egg.
This is for Ross.
Oh, this is for Ross, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit. It just got real.
This one's from Mary in Glasgow.
Nice woman.
That's not her real name.
Because she didn't do boy was.
She says, if I was on a double date with Stitch Jones, as in just her and you two, what would you...
Is this getting on to double teaming?
What would you do? Full date plan. So it's just her on a double date with you two.
I think, let me start.
And you're both single.
We're both single, right. Let me start because I don't mean to sound bad, but you're not as romantic as me. You're not as romantic as me, I don't think.
That's because you've been in a relationship longer than...
But I'm single. I'm single.
No, hypothetically. You know?
Hypothetically, I'm single.
Yeah,
but I don't know. They're delighted that I'm single again. Shut up. You love it.
I know, they got on for a long time.
But anyway, I just think from when you're like, I'm taking this last out on a weekend, and then I'm like, oh, that's what you done? Oh, all right. No offense. You know, you're a better lover. There's nothing wrong. I wish I was.
Listen, we went to Leisureplex, so we played Quasar.
I wish I was a better lover. That you can't take into Quasar. You're the kind of lad that like just walks into the bus stop and leaves before the bus even arrives. You walk into the bus stop and you go, ah, the fucking 43's in fucking 10 minutes now. But see you now.
You do know when I go to Quasar, it's like Carlito's Way and Goodfellas and a fucking Red Shoe Diary, like, David Duchovny mixed into one.
You don't use a gun. You just have your dick in your hand and you just get it ready. And then when that final beat drops in that Quasar, that's when you.
Now is that a 4/4 beat or like are we in polyrhythms here with your woman?
But anyway,
there's a beat in Quasar.
There's always a beat in Quasar.
What would I do with her? I'd take her down to Jerry's and Scary's and feed her loads of gone off coleslaw and feed the seagulls.
What would I do?
That's not romantic.
She's a Glasgow. Right. She's a Glasgow girl, so I definitely
give her a ball of funk in the chipper.
No, not at all. I'd take her. Oh, I'd take her. I'd probably fucking. I'd take her bowling first. We go bowling. Then we
continue on the Leisureplex thing.
I've always said this though. I'd take her bowling, and then we'd hop on the 43 back home, and I'd wait.
Is
for
that
the
a bus route in Glasgow though? The 43.
No, she's over in Ireland.
Can we Google Map that, people? Is there a 43? Is there a 43 bus route?
I can confirm there is a 43.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'd take her back home, right?
Go into your gaff.
We'd go for a walk with the dog. I'd let the dog off the lead. I'd let the dog go for a little run around the green. I'd go behind. You know the sheds where they keep the gaff posts?
Yeah.
I'd go
the
behind there.
The red brick building.
Yeah. Have a good time. Even if the dog came over. Yeah.
Sorry, the truck is reversed into us.
If the dog came over and tried looking at us, I'd be like, go on up the bed, go on. And then after that, walk her back to the bus stop. Wait for the bus.
That's true.
That's it. Thank you. Send her back on it. And then I'd send her a text message on the way home.
Interested.
Of just me and me dick in my hand, kind of rubbing it up against a can, just like,
do you fancy a drink later, yeah?
That's what I'd do with her. What about you?
I'd buy her chipsticks.
Mm-hmm. I can't argue with them odds. I can't. Yeah. You win. I can't argue with that.
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, the part about the whole dog thing, I mean, that's not very romantic, you know. Get the doggy out of the way and then.
I know, the dog's my best friend. I'm letting her meet my best friend first off. I wouldn't let her fucking meet you right away.
Would she be your pedigree chum, would she?
Hold on a second. You're missing the point of the letter. What would happen would be
the two of you are there at the same time. Like Ross is with you. You can't. You let the dog off the lead. Ross is still there.
This is what happens when you let Watchy have the open floor. He doesn't actually listen.
It's like a table for three and then.
Okay. I'd take the dog off the lead but keep Ross on his lead.
Yeah.
And I'd just kind of tie him up to a tree a bit around the corner and still do a bit. And then tell him to stop taking videos on your phone, you perv.
Have your battery run out.
And then his battery would run out. But that's it. I know. I'd probably at this stage I'd probably be able to finger the box off a young one which is standing right beside me.
Would that be Waterford badge?
Waterford, only Waterford badge. I'd be able to do it with you beside me at this stage.
Okay.
But I would expect, at the very least, some encouragement in my ear.
In other words, I'm the most romantic. Next question.
So that's it.
I could see the two of you on a date. Obviously, Ross is going to do most of the talking.
Yeah. Mm.
And she's going to be just brooding there to the side the whole time.
You'll
probably like swoop in later on.
Yeah, that's it. When Ross fucks up, I'm kind of swooping.
Everyone has one of them mates, you know, they all put in the groundwork at the beginning of the night, they don't get anywhere, and then there's a mate that kind of just feeds in on the carcass at the end of the night. Ooh.
I'm the Mac system, move in after completion. Every woman I've been with, bar the one I'm with now, has been like a friend's like sloppy seconds, because my friends come in, they ruin them, and I'm like, oh, he's such a devil, isn't he? Oh, he should come back to my place and tell me all about it.
Really?
Sorted, yeah.
Need to sort out a new mattress anyway. There's a lot of...
Do you have any of these girls' numbers?
I still do. I have their Facebook details. I'll share them with you off air, of course.
There is a question I have to ask you.
Yes?
Have you got their MySpace details?
I thought you were going to say, is she pregnant? I was like, oh.
Well.
No.
Like with a baby?
No, just ate a lot.
Kind of fish and eggs again.
You guys are fucked.
You're fucked. This fucked.
Anyway, next question. Enough people. Who's
this one for, us or?
That's a long time.
You can't be saying this stuff in front of a Tig Lipton. He doesn't understand it. He'll be there at the dinner table with the family. They'll be like, pass the peas, and he'll just say, oh, fucking cunt. I was like, what? Where'd you hear that?
Get your dick out, Dad.
right?
Stitch Jones Marriage Counseling.com.
It can be done.
Yeah.
It's a management, but if we had management.
Yeah, yeah, we could like a side project.
Yeah.
Away from the music.
I can get behind that.
We could have a cleaning company. We could like offer to do your duvet.
Dirty duvet, dirty mind, yeah. After all.
If you're a 14-year-old boy, you know what you're all doing on your duvet, so you know, discounts there, there, lad, you know.
Is the duvet cleaning company called A Stitch in Time?
That's what I actually wanted to. I wanted to call the EP that at first, The Stitch in Time. And then.
You could call the album that. We're writing our album at the moment.
I had images of our EP
album
cover, like us going through like a time warp.
An album is
animated.
That
was a great.
That was brilliant. That was
left and right speaker.
That was the soundboard.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Well, there's a bit of a gap in the lad. I'm going to jump in here and say.
A gap in the lad.
Our dinosaur is real.
Yes, they were put here by God to test.
Well, no, we're putting that to vote. Okay, so we got one yes.
Just to be a prick, no.
No.
No, really? Oh.
I'll say yes.
Ross?
Well, as I told you before, I once saw a poster for Duffy's Circus.
Oh, yeah.
It said, all the attractions on it was like the magic trapeze artist from Russia. Also, the last living dinosaur, the crocodile.
Jesus. So,
he has a point.
It is kind of like a dinosaur.
Well, I've seen a poster for Jurassic Park. It was great.
I've seen a poster for Jurassic World, and that was this year alone.
Jeez.
Bob Marley's not dead, man. I seen him on BBC last week.
I seen him on Later with Jules Holland.
Exactly, yeah. He's got to be alive still.
He is
kind of a Jules Holland act. Like, would he be on Jules Holland? He'd probably do a song with Jules Holland.
Everybody does a song with Jules Holland.
I'd say he'd be up there with Wiz Khalifa.
I'd love to
Bob would be the one looking for a rep now, just because he died young.
I'd love to be on Jules Holland, and you were just some very abstract genre, and you'd be like, come on, play something with us. Just be in the background. The funniest one I saw was...
I'd love if he got on... If finally we get Boom Jones off the ground and work on that concept record, imagine having him playing Boogie Woogie Piano over...
Yeah, but you see, Tenny's probably better.
Oh. Tenny's very competitive as well.
It's like, if we're just jamming in between stuff when we're practicing, Tenny oftentimes will just start playing really good Boogie Woogie Piano. And we're like, all right, we'll jam with you, Tenny, but he'll go on for about 10 minutes.
It turns into a jam.
Yeah. His fingers go 90, that's why the girls love him.
Yeah. No, I was asking about dinosaurs because recently someone in their 20s asked me were dinosaurs real, completely serious, and I remembered that before I was growing up in class and someone thought it was the dinosaurs was some kind of joke thing, like kind of Father Christmas. So I think there must be a lot of people in the world who think that dinosaurs aren't real, and are they right? Do they have rights?
I think they're wrong because, like, you can't deny pure science fact. Hey, we're finding bones in the ground.
Someone put them there,
and it wasn't God testing our faith. That was just a joke.
Did Ken ever Hadouken?
We don't know. Ken could be living in Tokyo right now, for all
it's
we know.
True. It's true.
Living on benefits.
Well, this person who was saying who didn't think dinosaurs were real, was that David Flood?
Yeah.
Of course it was.
That's true.
That's what he told him.
I'm dying to know where is. I was trying out last week, but I didn't get any chuckles off Ross. I was trying out the Dermot thing. I've been trying it out all week, and I'm there laughing my head off, and everyone's just, what the fuck are you doing? Where did it come from? I'm dying to know. And can we possibly, at some stage in the podcast, hear an example?
A rendition of a Dermot.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We didn't know if we'd freaked you out on the way to the train with that last week.
We were suffering from travel drunkenness, where we just end up talking gibberish.
What's the origin of a...
Do you ever watch Fair City?
All of Stitch Jones' stuff, Eva Longoria, all that stuff, yeah.
Well, and there's a character in Fair City called Dermot, and what's his wife's name again?
Teresa.
Teresa, anyway. But Teresa's always giving out to Dermot, and no matter what, Dermot ends every argument with, okay, he's always very upset.
Yeah, he's and a defensive husband.
One week, Dermot decided to grow a goatee. So he walks into the room and Teresa's there.
That's what she said, yeah.
Teresa's there chopping up some tomatoes and she can just see Dermot walks in, unbeknownst to her.
Disgusted!
Rocking a goatee and she's just like, what's that on your face, Dermot? And he's like, it's just a goatee. Get rid of Dermot, it's friendly poor Benjamin. And he's like, I could get rid of it on Sunday. Get rid of Dermot! And he's like, okay. Just, that's frightening poor Benjamin.
What's this machine?
So we were sitting watching it one day, and I just found this out that she's just like, get rid of it!
What's this machine? Get rid of it! Get rid of it, Dennis!
It's frightening, poor Benjamin!
Suppose I had it coming.
It's amazing.
My brother was an extra on Varsity a few times.
Is it Red Lemonade or is it Bulmers?
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The fuck is the background? Oh, are you getting pitched for free or is it kind of, you know?
No, he actually was never in a bar scene.
In America, that's do you remember that show Courtney Cox was in? Cougar Town.
Friends.
She was in a new
that's
one.
That's right, Cougar
she
Town.
She was in a new
yeah.
one, but she said all the wine we drink on set's real. She's like, I've shot at least 4 or 5 scenes of that series pissed off my trolley.
Ah, yeah, brilliant. White wine. You know what moths are like.
Ah, yeah, yeah, especially her. Like, she's
especially
just like,
session
she's
months.
Just like, Jennifer Aniston's sexier than me, I'm sexy too. And it's just like, you're not sexy as Jennifer.
Nah,
I use
her boat hogs, grandma.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no to either now.
No.
But I'd say no to Phoebe. I'd say no to Lisa Kudrow. I'd be a bit like, nah, you never really done it.
I know, I think Lisa Kudrow is a bit of alright.
No, she's never done it for me.
What puts you off is Phoebe. But I'd say Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, she's very weird. She's all like, you know, like you'd shoot your load and then she'd be all like, oh my god, you got a monkey on
I'd rather her sing Spider-Man, Spider-Man instead of Smelly Cat, Smelly Cat.
Yeah, I don't know, just... Yeah. It's, there's a lot of women out there. My friends, I have a lot of friends that just Lotharios, they just get with all these women and they're just so annoying. And then I said, what happens when you shoot your load? They're like, oh, I just get up and leave. And I was like, well, what if it's your house? And they're like, oh, I just kind of go for a laugh at the garden for about half an hour until they get the hint and leave.
Go to Des Kelly or Bargainton. Where in Dublin are you from? Bargainton.
But that's it. The ride can only get you so far. Eventually, you know, you shoot your load, you have the buzz, and then you're just like, oh God, are you still fucking here?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, if you don't last as long as they want you to, can we hug?
Yeah. Oh, and that's my problem. I had that reasoning. You came very fast, sir. Yeah, didn't I? Anyway, on your fucking bike, love. I didn't come. Did you not? That sucks. Anyway, yeah. On your fucking bike.
Mm-hmm. She came on a bike.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly, yeah. That's it. Turn the saddle upside down. Squat on it there. Cycle home. You'll be grand.
She travelled to your house on the bike.
Oh, well, she did. But then that's when I said turn the saddle up. She didn't sit on her bike. She was romantically involved with her bike. If you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Or take the saddle off.
Definitely.
Lads. Oh, Tenny's in there somewhere.
Well, speaking of, back to the Fair City, what I thought was, my brother was telling me about working on Fair City, just like everyone on the crew and the all the actors, they just think it's like after every single scene, they're just at bits laughing. They're like, this is so stupid. And he says all the cameras and stuff are set up. They're just like, everything's just a big tang. Like, they don't give a shit.
Well, what I don't get about Fair City is it's 30 minutes of people from Dublin who can't swear. It's really weird. Well, I'm really angry about that.
Not to mention, it's just atrocious.
Like, no one in Dublin ever says, well, I'm really angry about that.
Yeah, no one's, well, Paddy, I have to say, I take your bell out of order. It's always, yeah.
Yeah.
It's anyone in Dublin's like, I don't fucking tell you what now, Paddy, I'll bleed and knock you.
Yeah. And it's proper Howie, isn't it? They're all like, well, I'm not terribly impressed, Paddy.
Why did you hear it, Jimmy?
Well, honestly, it was all in the past. It was nothing to do
there
with me.
There he is now. All them fucking mad women to be in the pub in Fair City. And they don't swear either. They're just like, there he is, the man that broke me heart. Whereas if you were in a pub.
As opposed to, there's that fucking cunt in the corner.
You're in a pub in Kilbarrack and your ex-husband walks in and you're like, there's that fucking wanker that ruined me marriage and tore me open in 89.
As opposed to, well, it was a really bad thing you did.
My John, I never liked you.
Yeah. I was only saying to someone the other day, what if you were to have a nice off at the end of a night in the pub? Instead of a scrap, two lads walk out in the middle of the road and go, I like you.
And just compliment each other for 10 minutes.
Like, you're really nice. Oh, I love the way your eyes are just, you're really
right
nice.
In your face like that.
I'm going to hug you.
Your nose is put together very well.
I'll bleed and hug you. I've have a nice
that.
Off.
I've seen that before.
A nice off?
Yeah.
Bro down or something, huh?
Well, I don't know. Is that could you call it a bro down?
I respect
a bro down.
A bro down.
I just I've seen that kind of nice up thing esque at the end of the night where eventually the lads just go, I'm going to kiss you. You better not be annoying.
Oh, right. Yeah. That must be the bit where a Galway girl comes on.
I like you so much. I'm going to kiss. Would you be annoyed if I kissed you on the mouth?
I was on the road with my old van and we were in Bristol.
Oh, look at this lad. I'm on the road.
On the road. All that's right. It. Let's see, hang on.
We're on the tier. What?
Was on the road.
He was getting ready there. I was on the road.
This'll be give us a road sound effect.
Oh. I'm ready.
I was on the road.
Keep going.
That's like a Doctor Who sound.
But there was two guys fighting, but they were clearly friends. And after every dig, they said sorry. They were like, fuck off, mate, you fucking dick. Boom. Oh, I'm very sorry, mate. Oh, it's all right. You fucking my butt. And they just kept hitting each other and apologising. It was the weirdest fight I ever seen.
They were nice scrappers.
They'd be like me or you fight. You fucking wanker. Doof. Oh, sorry, I know that's your bad arm.
Yeah. I can't ever imagine me and you fighting. Be like, listen, let's have some chocolate donuts.
Go inside and relax. I'll have a bolognese on. You always have a fucking bolognese on.
I know the way to his heart. One of my bolognese's.
Oh, you cook?
Oh, he's a good cooker.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He cooks on the first date. He's I fucking do. Great.
Does your dad own a brewery? I provide for Watchy when we come down and practice.
He's very good.
Yeah. No, we always kind of said...
He saves me a fiver a week.
Yeah, let's not do the usual band stuff and just go in, all right, yeah, set up.
No, we always come
yeah,
in.
We hang out and we watch music stuff.
Watch fuck it. And then Chuck O'Vision YTPs at the moment and Ric Flair promos.
Woo!
But anyway, that's as I said, that's for another.
That's
podcast,
that's a good approach to the band thing because, that's what we were all like before we had the band. Now it's we have practice now. Who's
it's become an actual band?
No, who's ever not in the room? Jeez, I hope they die.
Really Dave doesn't show up. You're just like, man, I really hope he just fucking breaks his fingers and doesn't know how to play anymore.
That's true.
Oh, he's a
we've all been in bands for years. We've always said from day one, let's not do the usual band shit. Let's just have the crack. Which is why we're here.
Let's be friends. Well, that's why we hang out with you guys. We're just, they're all friends as well.
They're all lovely boys.
Well, we went to college together. Does that make your friends? I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, you've seen each other at your worst. You've seen each other under pressure.
Jeez, I have seen each other at our worst.
Me and Watchy went to the College of Hard Knocks, a.k.a. at the airport.
That wasn't the College of Hard Knocks. That was the college to sit on your arse and get a lot of money handed to you. And then wax it all in a year and be like, what did I spend that on? Oh, yeah, a lot of drugs and a lot of beer. A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
That's a mixture of women and beer.
Beer. Titties and beer.
That was it. That was a good time, man.
It was.
I think that's one of your things you bring up in interviews and all. She's like, I worked in the airport at one time. That's part of the backstory.
Yeah, it's our first time we met. Yeah. I was coming out of Airside. I was coming into Arrival, and he was standing.
Here they go.
And we always do it. We're proud of it.
Just get a soundboard for this story and just walk off, have a few cans, come back.
I'm told this story about
I'm dying to hear it, though. I haven't heard it.
He was standing watching the football. That's Scottish for football. Football on the telly.
Cheers, life.
And I came up and I was like, what's the score of the game? And he's like, fucking 5-7 or whatever. That wasn't the score, but it would have been amazing. And then we started talking about a Metallica gig that weekend, and I was like, oh, you're going to fucking Metallica? And he's like, yeah, I am. I was like, oh, yeah, me too. It's going to be fucking great, boys. I love Trujillo. And he's like, oh, why Trujillo? I'm a bass player. No way, I'm a drummer. What's your name? Oh, Ross, nice to meet you. What's the story? Didn't speak to me again for 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
No reason to. He was just another one of them.
You've bad first impressions.
Oh, absolutely. I remember I said to some guy, I was like, did you see that redhead lad that, in the pink t-shirts with the big fucking beard? Yeah, that's Ross. He's great, crack. He looks like a fucking wanker, if you ask me. But, like, anyway, he looks like...
Trust me, I probably did look like a wanker, a ginger guy with a big beard.
Looks like the world owes my fucking favour or something.
It's great judging people solely on their appearance.
Absolutely.
He probably loves himself.
I love you.
First time I seen Tig, I was like, that guy probably thinks he's hot shit. And then
first
I met
him. And then I met him
and I was like, oh, shit, this guy thinks he's hot shit. All right, cool. I better try and out-hot shit him.
First night me and Watchy properly hung out, we got naked together. True story.
But you didn't have to tell that story. I'm not proud of that.
I am. That was the night we just not finally, because it was the first night where we discovered
each
other's
finally?
Wangs.
Finally, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we discovered each other's wangs. We knew what to expect. Like,
I suppose, that was the night I realised you had a huge scrotum and a small penis.
Yeah,
and you realised I had a huge penis and a small
scrotum. It just means that I have to work harder for it.
But that's the good thing.
When
you know,
get a bit of elbow grease.
We're sorted there.
Are you cleaning your windows there?
Oh, Jesus. That's a rough noise for cleaning windows.
If you could see what I could see.
When I'm cleaning windows.
In the lighthouse by the bay.
That was like my highlight of the EP recording process, yeah. Was him singing that on the way to the studio for McDonald's one day.
If you could see what I could see, but I'm cleaning windows.
It was just a guy cleaning windows.
Dirty window cleaner.
There was a guy in McDonald's, yeah, cleaning windows, and
it's
he just goes
1920s humor.
He just goes, "Oh, did you see a man clean the windows at McDonald's earlier?" And it's no, and he just starts going, "If you could see what I could see,
I'm cleaning windows."
Well, what you don't know about Ross Watchy is he was a vaudeville act in the
1940s. Mm. Yeah, I'm actually 97.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's where he learned his chops.
I would totally believe that.
Yeah, they say gingers don't go grey, they just stay white, but I just think I'm just 97 and aging gracefully.
Spice Girls are still together in your world.
Jerry Halliwell, yeah.
Who was your favourite Spice Girl?
Oh, Baby.
Baby? Mine was Jerry for a while, and then as I got older, I realised the scourge of the ginger.
Now it's Mel B.
Now it's... Oh, she does look pretty good. But anyway, no, it'll be Mel C's age spectacularly. Hang on, who's your favourite Spice Girl, guys?
Well, I think there was another Spice Girl called...
Atomic Kitten.
Oh god,
I wonder, was there at one time, you know, the way a lot of those bands, there was an extra member maybe, like,
oh yeah,
oh, like the, oh,
yeah,
the Jason, yeah. Jason Orange,
Jason
or
Orange,
Mikey Graham.
Well, yeah. Yeah, just that lad that was just hugging a, taking up, you know, the space while he should have been. Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was like a lad Spice who was just kind of like a lad
Spice Boys. Spice Boys. We could be Spice Boys. There's
old
fucking
Spice.
Old Spice Boys. There's two of us, four of yous.
Old
you.
Old Spice Boys.
Old Spice Boys, the new side project.
Old Stitch.
So we'll start the interview now.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah.
That was the foreplay.
I was actually looking up, I was trying to do some pre-production or whatever for the show, and I was looking up interview questions, and everything was just like, how to know if you should invite someone to your wedding or not, and it's like, do you go on holidays with them, and all this shit. It was just like,
we do go on holidays. We just have a
wedding related.
Where we're going.
We don't do a lot together, yeah.
Yeah, we go to Nina and hold hands.
If you're only inviting people to your wedding, like, you don't go on holidays with many people.
No.
So that wouldn't be a lot of people. Or is it, would you go on holidays with this person if the situation...
It's kind of like, ask yourself, have you ever...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'd go on holidays with you. It's a tough one.
I probably wouldn't.
Would you go...
not my joke.
We have one bonus lad here from...
We're rustling something.
Is that the bottom of the bag?
That sounds like
the Agony Ant section.
That sounds like an After Eight rapper.
Yeah. It says,
after it.
How are you getting on, Stis Jones? I'm really influenced by... This is from William from South Kerry.
Good man, William. That's my middle name.
He says, I'm really influenced by your band. I want to be really cool. Being a cool rock band. I'm 19 and I wear a top hat in my band.
Oh, good fuck.
Is this guy's name Crispin?
Is this... What are your thoughts?
Is this the lad who was on the bus to Cork with us?
Which one?
So there was two guys wearing top hats on the way to Cork, and
that band on the
Jeez, Ross, you look so angry to talk about top hats. You're out of box of them.
No, he hates bands fully formed, and he has a good point.
No, yeah. I think
fully formed.
When you start,
what's that mean?
It's mean like they've gone through puberty and.
I hate bands that, like, they're around for about 2 weeks and it looks like they've been around for 10 years. It's like, I like to see a band grow and develop. When people kind of show, oh, here's our image. Okay, so that's what we're going to look like for the next 30 years?
Yeah.
Boring.
Come up with the image first is a bit...
Come up with your image first is a bit shit.
We still haven't come up with our image. We got
have an image?
That's what I'm saying. We still haven't come up with our
image. See?
I'm sitting here in some fucking weird... I don't know.
You see, Tiger Lipton, I knew this would get them going. Start talking about other bands. That gets us fired up.
Yeah.
But we're giving out about this lad, the letter he's giving out about being 19 and being in a band having a top hat.
Well, the weird part is, if he wants to be cool and in a cool band, he should really stop trying to be like Stitch Jones, because we are not a cool band.
He says he's willing to dye his hair.
For me.
See, in school, I was the fat kid reading comics. In school, Ross was the fat kid that just didn't want to do anything except listen to Metallica. So we're really...
I was never fat.
Yeah, we're really not
that
cool.
Thanks very much.
We're really not that cool. So if he wants to, like, try and be cool, maybe he should be more like, I don't know, fucking Codeline or something. Get some skinny jeans for himself.
Put the capo on the 6th fret. get some candles.
Yeah.
Make an EP.
Absolutely.
Wear your Rumpelstiltskin shoes.
That's a very good place to put the capo. Why have we never thought to put the capo on the sixth rep before, Ross?
Also, have a rich dad. That's always good.
Yeah, always have a rich dad.
Oh, well, we've come across that a few times this year.
Mm.
Bands who, they've rich dads.
Rich dads, or they're just them.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, we busted our balls for how many years now? Oh, how much money are you flashing in front of me? Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to name bands, we're not going to name people, or we're not going to name
anything. Not at all.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Name one.
Boom, child.
Ah, shit. Tenny's ma.
They caught us out.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe it.
Should we ask the lads one really serious question before they do a proper band interview, but just one question? Mm. We'll let you ask it.
Is this like one of your questions?
I don't know.
The serious interview.
I don't. I didn't want to do one of those bullshit ones where it's like, how'd you meet or whatever.
Last episode, he had a real serious question for me. He's like talking about the artist struggle. It's like, do they make as good art after they struggle when they're all rich and stuff? I was like, yeah, it depends. And people were all like,
well, Stitch Jones, like, we're loaded now. Like, yeah, we struggle.
It's just such a good sound effect.
Are you asking the same question to us?
No.
We're not even asking. I'm just saying.
Ross is going to come up with a really profound, band question. And here he goes.
Well, I would respond with...
are you like the interview you did for Hazy Lake on the... what's the name of that program?
The Noisy Plug
in Dublin City, yes.
Which, I liked all the points you made about giving out about. There was a few years where, like, there was just loads of serious bands who...
Still is.
Yeah, still is, but I don't think it's...
I'm going to go for a pee, because in Dead G's Rodeo, we just go for a pee when we got
okay, it. Okay, I'll answer this
one. Yeah, you answer
then,
this one. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
I can go for a wee.
Back in 2 seconds, folks.
After the break. And in Heartbreak Ridge, I need 2 more shakes, and that constitutes pleasure.
I think you should kick watch you out of the band.
Well, we've been speaking to the rest of the lads in the band, and I think it's over, like, you know.
Yeah, that'd be mad kicking him out of the band, because he's like, I'm on my own in the gap.
he's as trustworthy as a Mike Vitti biscuit. But, I don't know.
Oh. But just, there's still a lot, I don't think it's as bad, I think there's a bit more diversity, but all those instrumental rock bands who don't talk to the crowd and... There was a period when we started off gigging.
I hate it. I absolutely hate
it. When we started off gigging, there was a period where the first like 6 or 7 gigs we did, we were like one of the only bands who talked to the crowd or said our name, hello, we're this band.
We'd play,
you know, those showcase gigs that were so familiar.
Yeah, yeah. We get up and tell sex jokes and no one laughs. Well, sometimes they do.
When me man's there.
Yeah. But yet, if cute little Killian gets up and he's 18 with his acoustic guitar, everyone's like, yeah, woo! Woo! That's, oh God.
In fairness, he is pretty
hot, isn't he?
What the hell is Ty Lipton doing?
He misses his drum kit. He wants to go over and have a look at it. No, I don't know. I think that, the scene is, like, it's more diverse than ever. I'm not going to lie. It really is doing good. But I just think, the same people who say let's all stick together and help each other out are the very ones who don't do that. You know, that's all I'll say.
Absolutely.
It's the same people who go, oh, we should all like gig together, we should do this, we should do that, and then if you talk to certain people, oh no, I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's very clicky.
Yeah,
it's very clicky.
Yeah, like I'm not gigging.
It's a little bit hypocritical, like, as well.
I don't want to gig with you.
Yeah, we don't want you either. After that show you put out, you tried to steal the show at the EP launch and you nearly succeeded, but we got there in the end.
I saw that you're trying to sabotage the set. You're like turn all the bass off. We're like,
I seen you. And then you guys had the nerve to get up on our stage at the very end and try and clap along and dance with us.
Yeah, that was good.
I couldn't believe the cheekiness.
Now you're giving him the license to leave.
I know. Yeah, this is what we do in our podcast. We drink
it off.
So we got to pee. Like, I'll fill in for him. Don't worry.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry, I started talking about serious stuff.
What's the story with that haircut, lad? Seriously,
how does that happen?
Oh, I don't know. I this is my first time seeing it in person, like you, so I'm pretty freaked out. Like,
I think we talked about it before recording, but Ross went to get his hair cut, and he's got what's like a 2 all over.
He went to get 2 just on the sides, but he got a 2 all over.
Did he go 2 in the sides, and he was gonna probably go feather on top?
No, you see, you know, Ross, he started talking,
oh, yeah.
And that's it, gone,
Yeah, how like. I noticed that when we were down in Cork, which was him just knowing lots of people.
He even knew people in another county, bro.
Yeah, and then on the way home in Connolly, he knew the lad behind the ticket thing.
Yeah, he just, you're forgetting, man. He says he's 34. I think he's 134. I think he just knows everybody for years.
I'm actually 12.
He told me he was 26. Like a good 26.
I know. I thought he was 26 the first time I hung out with him. And he's like, no, man, I'm fucking 86. And I was like, makes sense now.
Here, watch, he's never hung out with people older than 7. He's still fascinated by it. Like.
It's like your mom lets you out. You know,
holy shit.
Yeah.
We were just talking about your haircut.
My.
It's shit.
It's at least you can admit it, bro. At least you can admit it.
Yeah, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this pain.
Listen.
Hi.
Absolutely.
Listen, Ross, you want to. You want to grow your hair back. You're gonna have to. It'll be back soon. No, yeah. You just to squeeze it out over an hour, just a solid hour, just forcing it to.
The key is masturbation, apparently.
No, just look in the mirror and go. And eventually, it'll grow back.
There we go. Yeah.
Just be careful; your pubes don't grow like that.
They usually do. They don't go.
They crazy. Always do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was a half serious question.
My biggest beef and of us playing out using Cork. How come you had some one lead in this round? We didn't get that.
We had what?
We passed you by on the street. Some young one was leading you around.
Oh, yeah. I was only thinking about this. You know, I was like, shit, the boomers must think we're absolute dickheads because we were just like, sorry, this is a lovely one with the lovely face.
The boomers are the dickheads. They went to the HQ and got a picture with the fucking boss.
Oh, yeah, they got right in. Did you know? Oh, hey, guys, we're back.
We got at least 25 likes on the fucking page.
So nice to see you guys.
Well, they asked us for it. They were like, I don't believe that they did.
So much better with the headphones, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's only when you take the headphones off, the atmosphere of the
dump. Yeah, well, everybody take their headphones off now, and it's just going to sound like it's just four guys
right back on
talking. Like, yeah, but anyway, the headphones go back on. We're like, oh, we're efficient, we're brilliant, yeah. We're proper.
We're going out live, recorded.
I got one of those dickhead interview questions for you.
Yes.
All right. So no one's ever heard of Stitch Jones. Who the fuck is Stitch Jones? So can you tell the people at home who are Stitch Jones? What the sound is? What the vibe is? What are you doing? Where are you going to be in next year?
Do you want to start?
We are two Muppet friends who are united over beer and noise who just want to make you dance.
Did you start drinking the beer because of the noise? You couldn't hear each other.
Like, no, we got really annoyed about being in our other bands, and then we used to always meet up and watch like the football and give out about our other bands. And then I said, God, it'd be really shit if one day we decided to start a band because like clearly we hate being in bands. And then one evening, I was in Ross's house on a very windy, wet night, and I says, "Well, we'll bring the amp down on Saturday, will we?" And he didn't say no, he went...
It's kind of like saying with a girl, oh no, I'm really good friends with her, but eventually you decide to ask her out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no, man, you're going to spoil it now.
Yeah, that's it. We got a good friendship here. Now you're going to go bring music in here like your unnecessary dick.
Yeah, you're going to do a reach around.
Yeah, that's it. Like an unnecessary dick that just wants to have some fun. And
yeah.
Once, as I said earlier, once you ejaculate, you know, what really have you got left in common? But luckily,
friendship, music, biscuits,
blues.
We just got together. And we always just said, let's keep the madness going.
But always remain friends first.
Always remain friends.
The day we're not friends is the day not to do it.
Well, I'd be worried if, like, the day we get down and it's all about, you know, okay, yeah, let's
play,
jam,
play,
yeah.
play, play, and then
play,
leave.
Play, play.
Yeah, we're not about that. We're about.
Well, it's a lot of so much easier having just two people. You must be delighted.
That's why we do it. We hate everybody else.
The idea is, when I book gigs, I'd be like, all right, you got the day for the gig. Call up one of the lads. Can you do it this day? They're like, yeah, I can do that day. Ring up another lad. I'm not sure if I can do it. I'll have to get back to you.
Oh, we know.
And then you ring up the fourth lad and he just doesn't answer.
Yeah, no, we're very
some
lucky.
Some bands are like 7-piece, 8-piece on the scene and they do well.
The dodgy few on the weekend in Cork were like, there's like a good 8 of us. It's like, guys, it's not up to your head.
We were beside there on the bus and they had a...
They're nut jobs.
No, they're just, they're a big ass ska band.
Mm. And,
they're like, there's 7 of us, but our guitarist just didn't make the bus. And then he missed like
the actual bus.
You know, there's an actual bus. And then they're like, yeah, just not going to have a guitar.
A friend of ours is playing keys with them now.
Yeah, he's someone from Scaries from Keys. Yeah.
Well, they're telling us about it or something.
Yeah, Mooney's her name. She's on keys with them, but she's only like, I think she's only had a couple of jams with them, so she was like, obviously I can't gig yet, but next gig she'll probably
They're like, you're from Scaries, you know her, like, but like Scaries, it's not Rush, like, if we're Rush, I'd know her. If I was from Rush and they were like, oh, she's from Rush, you're like, yeah.
He said the same thing to me, though. He was like, you know, Rush Annan lives in Scaries, man. I was like, does he? Well, I live there, but I don't, it's not,
there's a lot more people than you think.
Yeah. And then when you were like,
they're hiding in the walls.
You were like, I live Shannock Road. I was like, man, if I go down the desk, get me meat all the time, like.
So you see on Facebook, yeah, you've 250 friends in common. This person from Rush. Who the fuck are you?
I've never even seen you.
But that's you. Fuck now. You were friends now. So unfortunately, you're gonna have to deal with a lot of phone calls for me the next while. Anytime I'm bored at home, I'm gonna come down to yours. And
yeah, do you want to go driving? Since because now my mom might be in the car as well because it's her.
Oh, that's fine. I'm pretty good with L1s. I'm good with conversations. I like Cliff Richard, you know. I can talk. I like Michael Bublé.
I like Gilbert O'Sullivan.
I can talk to her.
Michael Bubble.
Mickey Bubbles.
A bit of Hawkwind.
Yeah. No,
that's a conversation starter. What's your favourite Hawkwind album?
Yeah. I feel like, I was thinking on the way up, I feel like Jean-Claude, I feel like he could have been in Hawkwind at some point.
I'd say
Jean-Claude probably was in Hawkwind.
He has a Hawkwind head on him.
He was just so out on acid, he didn't know he was in Hawkwind.
He was a bass player for
one
tour. No, I'm just guessing.
I'm gullible, man.
But you didn't, you know, you're not that gullible. You would believe that. If I was like, Jean-Claude was a bass player in Hawkwind, Blue Cheer, and fucking...
Vanilla Fudge.
Yeah. You'd be like, I totally see that, yeah.
Yeah, no, I could see that. It's like, yeah, his brother was in a Blue Cheer.
Yeah, and he had the grey beard from 1979. He's like Ross, he's ageless.
Forget all about the Stitch Jones stuff. Like, no one cares about that.
No one does.
No one gives a shit.
What's the crack? Do you know much of Jean-Claude's backstory?
Yeah, yeah. I've always
Holy
wanted
shit,
to know
what's
this.
What's this, the Jean-Claude experience?
It is. Yeah, we should get Jean-Claude in here.
Yeah. I don't know.
His backstory.
I can't understand. He's had long conversations with me about Pez and I have no idea.
Yeah, you have no idea. Jean-Claude.
The best is him trying to talk to Tenny about the DI and the guitar. He'll talk to Tenny for like 5 minutes.
And like, Tenny's just like, yeah.
I was like, Tenny, do you have a clue what he was saying? Like, no.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing. Like, he waffles and waffles and it's like, yeah, whatever. But it's justified because every time you go into Fibers, you're always guaranteed to actually hear yourself.
He gives a fuck about the sound, unlike most sound engineers.
It's sweaty enough in there, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a toilet with a bar in it.
it's gas because
everybody knows that.
The amount of times I've said to people, oh, I'm playing a Fibers, oh yeah, all the fucking got place and all the cages and all. I'm like, no, whoa, man.
Where's that?
Yeah.
I had a friend once say, we can't have it in Fibers. Why? I wouldn't have the audacity to ask my friends to go to Fibers. I was like, it's really not that bad. Like, it is a shithole, but it's not that bad.
It's fantastic.
It's like,
How is it a shithole?
I always found Fibers was kind of like pretend grit. This pretend gritty.
It's like they sprayed the dirt in the walls.
It's not an actual gritty bar.
I've been in a lot dirtier bars than Fibers. I don't know what the hell.
I've been in horrible ones in the UK, like proper just like hold it. Fucking Blind Pig in Limerick, it's like Fibers on crack.
Everyone there is on crack.
Yeah, exactly. You just walk through the door and it's you playing to a sound man and the toilets just constantly leak. You need to go to the toilet. Drugs. All the boys on drugs, yeah.
So you don't know, even though you're friends with him on Facebook, you don't know much about Jean-Claude.
No.
I
like
how
his profile picture is your man out of Asterix and Obelix. The
he knows. He thinks
he knows he's a wizard. He knows, like, he knows that he's just
a
wizard.
I always know it's a good night in Fibers when you're in the beer garden and you're there having an ale pint and then Jean-Claude's in the corner with his little hash pipe fucking... And just wings it. Hey! Yeah.
And it's a proper job like, done. It's a proper Gandalf pipe as well. It's a proper like it was cut from wood and stone from the Shire.
Yeah, I was thinking what do you think what bars in Dublin are the best, do you think, for big clouds of weed constantly?
Big clouds of weed.
Fibbers and Sweeney's.
It'd be the two main places where it's no one gives a shit.
For Weenies, if they'd merged and became one venue.
Flibbers.
The Dame Lane and Swimmers. The smoking area Fibbers, yeah.
Yeah, there's just...
No one cares.
Weed galore.
Get stoned if you want.
Bouncers walk by and like, is that weed you're smoking? Yeah. Good times, bro. And they just kind of keep walking.
No, they don't say anything.
I'm kind of on the fence because like, I've been an undercover guard for about 3 years now.
That's grand.
Sorry.
But it's so weird though, like when you go to the likes of that nightclub we're in Cork and it's like all overpriced beer and like everyone's just like smoking regular cigarettes. Like that's fine. That's all regulated. But it's just like I miss the kind of buzz of just like people doing what they want, like.
Oh yeah, yeah, you miss that dirty.
Even though
kind
I don't
smell.
Even smoke, it's just kinda like
We played in Cork's Answer to Fivers, I think. It was Cork's Answer to Bruxelles.
No,
not Fivers.
We didn't. We played in Cork's Answer to fucking Subway. It was nothing.
Which one?
Like Bruxelles or Fibbers. They played metal on the speakers, and then apart from that, we started playing, and it was just a lot of L ones and young ones.
A lot of L ones there, yeah, it was very strange. I think you would have hopped off with an L one or something, but.
I usually do.
I would have.
Would you say, yeah? I just think with hostels, I get the impression hostels, you can just come and go. Like,
you can just wander in.
Because working there is probably so low paid, they just don't give a fuck.
Oh, the lad behind our counter, you had to have. I still have my receipt on me. You have to knock.
Oh no,
they
were very, very on the ball in our place. Yeah, oh.
The woman was, guy at the end of the night was just like, "Bit buzz in. Do you have your thing there, lads? Yeah, sure. Grand, yeah. Head upstairs." Now he wasn't dubbed like that.
I was going to say, "Oh, grand, yeah."
And now ours was just like, they're like, "What room are you?" Like, 201. There you go.
Oh, we were 2-1. we were 213 in our place. Yeah. There was a blue bottle fly and his name was Chris, and I was kind of thinking on the way in here, what if we were to substitute Jesus Christ for Jesus Chris?
Jesus Christ,
is it possible?
Yeah. I just imagine
Jesus
that.
Chris,
Jesus Chris mono, or just Jesus
just,
Chris?
I thought you said Jesus Chris.
Jesus Chris.
The best one I ever heard was I was in a Nirvana tribute band and we were playing.
He was in Val Normal and he used to do Nirvana nights, in other words.
We were playing in Bloom. We were playing in Bloom.
Everyone wants to be in a Nirvana tribute
band. Oh, yeah, yeah. But you know, the verse has to go. Yeah. The guy starts singing like that and then Joe goes like, "You need to sing, but do it better and good."
He's right.
That's amazing.
That's Jean-Claude there, that is. We got to get him in. He'd be great.
Jean-Claude for
yeah, we'd have to have subtitles though. Release every episode with first.
I think people would be pretty confused because like Jean-Claude speaking in the light of day would not Pantera or Slayer gonna drown you.
Phil Anselmo one ear, Jean-Claude the other.
Yeah,
good times.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll get the plugs in.
Yeah, we'll get the plugs in.
You guys want to plug first or will we plug first?
Hey, I don't know how this works. Yeah, I think you put first.
I feel like I should say like some words about for people who don't know what Position sounds like, because there's all those people who are like, "I'm not arse clicking on YouTube."
What I'm
going to
do
something.
Is I'm going to put a song on the end of it.
Okay, that's perfect.
What song do you want on the end?
And how many seconds do we get the rights to without paying?
We give you at least
$70 a minute.
$70 a minute.
That's great. Right?
Second.
Okay. I'll pay for it.
Okay.
Just pick your favourite one.
Yeah, it's up to you.
No, I don't mean to put you on the spot like that. Mm. Yeah, if you had to pick your favourite one.
Yeah.
It's hard because you're kind of like us where we try and have different sounding songs.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you know most bands, 3-4 songs in, you're like, oh yeah, that's what they sound like.
Oh,
yeah.
We figured this record out. All right, cool.
Yeah, it's like, I'll see you later.
Our EP is kind of like, oh, track 4 changes. Oh, track 5 changes.
Oh, yeah. Well, funny, yeah. Track 5 sounds like track 2. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen on our EP, which I'm quite proud of.
We're starting work on our EP this month.
Oh, the plugs have just begun, by the way.
No! Oh. Plug time!
Yeah, about time.
And I think every song on it is going to be like more or less a different genre.
Will Tenny be doing a staccato solo?
And then all the songs that are too much like a genre, we're not even putting on it. So it's kind of...
there for your B-side collection in 10 years. Yeah. We got any gigs coming up?
No.
No?
We've got at least 3 like serious fucking gigs, but they asked us to do it. They sent us the date. We said yes straight away. No reply. So...
Oh, that happens.
Oh, I love them gigs. Yeah.
Yeah.
What they do is they'll give you the Facebook event page the day before the gig.
Yeah. Invite everybody. Well, it's a bit... I can't ask someone on a Tuesday night or they come into a gig on
Wednesday.
Can
you bring 10 friends?
Yeah.
And can they pay him?
Yeah, bring 10. That's all I ask.
We're in On the Rocks, a new venue tomorrow.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this won't be out
until Monday. We had a great gig there on Friday.
We had a great gig there on Friday. There was like 4 people there. It was awesome.
We have another one actually after that.
Oh, yeah, we're in Drogheda on the 11th of...
Friday week, where we make our Drogheda debut.
We're
Where's that in Drogheda?
They haven't said yet, but it's...
I've never gigged in Drogheda.
We're like,
sure, it's like New York.
These guys are an independent, they're an independent record label called Yeah Mang Records.
Man, I have an independent record.
I know, yeah. It's right? Just, an independent record is just some lad in his box room selling hash, like.
I once found you know that charity shop in Scaries, the ADHD one?
Yes. Oh, the one across from the Parachute. That cafe beside Costa. Have you had their breakfast yet?
What? No.
Go in and get the Eggs Benedict, I suggest. Eggs Benedict and skinny latte.
You see, you're not a local. You see, if I go down there, I'll be fucking bumping into people I fell out with at school.
I love Scaries. Nobody knows me.
Yeah, you can enjoy all the facilities.
Yeah, Ross is actual Scaries.
Yeah, no. I walk by Scaries. The only thing I get is like, oh, you go with that last in that band. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't know me anyway, so I'm good luck. That's all
you,
I like.
You just deny going out with her. Nope.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's it. You went with that last time. No, I go out with the drummer Stish Jones, so I do.
Married for life.
Where's On the Rocks? Is that a new venue?
Yeah, it's
a new
Smithfield in Dublin.
New venue, and
it's at the back of the Voodoo Lounge, apparently.
Is it? Yeah. So we're getting a.
Sorry,
that was you. Oh, sorry, I thought that was outside.
No. That was an ambulance.
I was just whistling because I was impressed.
We got to get a train and a Jerry Lee Lewis tomorrow. The Jerry Lee Lewis. You forgot the Jerry Lee Lewis?
That's good. I never call it that.
I was called the Carl Lewis, but
no, I call it the Jerry Lee Lewis. we got to get a train and we got to get the Jerry Lee Lewis. It's going to be a good show. We're going to be loud.
Yeah. It's going to be jolly good, and this show is going out on Monday, so we had a great time.
Yeah, it was a really good show. I really liked the drinks we had afterwards.
Yeah, now we've got a few things to sort out now this side of Halloween, actually. Yeah,
Easter.
We're back in Drogheda on Halloween.
Yeah, now we're going to start writing for our debut album, and there's a couple of things in the pipe. That we need to.
Can't explain anymore.
We won't say it now.
We've got some shit coming your way.
Yeah, it's good.
We piggyback on anything successful that you do.
You're first choice.
Coattails. Get them on.
But you still know about our side project where we're going to merge our bands together and write a
single.
A concept record together, but it's going to be a 15-minute song.
That's true. Just getting the other two lads to turn up. Hold on. Will you just turn up for that?
Yeah.
Well,
Grant, Dave's up for it. What's Tenny got to say about all this?
I know, he can record his part. Jeez, we can stump him in there.
What did Tenny have to say there?
Well, I heard... or something like that.
He's down for it. I think we can do it.
Teddy's down for anything in the dirty sun.
If people want to get all like the lowdown with Stitch Jones, what's your best social media site going?
Go on to my Snapchat.
Go on to Ross's Snapchat, yeah. Ross Snapchat's more than fucking Katie Price and fucking Katie.
You don't even have Snapchat, how do you know?
No, like... The best place to go would be the Facebook. Facebook.com/StitchJonesMusic.
Gmail, StitchJonesMusic@gmail.com.
Just contact us. It called me on 087-203-1926. Fuck it. Yeah, there you go. Like,
and don't call me.
Yeah, don't call Ross. Call me.
But
yeah.
If you're going to text, just ring.
No, text or ring. I honestly don't. WhatsApp me. Let's
if you're
going to
text, make sure that we don't get charged.
And lads, I know you're on Twitter is at Stitch Jones.
Stitch 80s. Jones 80s.
Stitch Jones 80s.
It's all we could find.
Yeah. Stitch Jones was taken.
Where do you... Like, I'm still kind of on the fence with Twitter. I think...
Oh, it's shit.
I fucking hate Twitter.
I think out of all of the social media from it's the most...
it's the biggest black hole.
No, yeah. it's the most the most self promotion, like shameless self promotion one.
Yeah. It's the most oversaturated one.
Yeah.
You get so many people liking you for, hey, we're the band from fucking Timbuktu, follow us back. It's just like,
yeah, it's very impersonal. I think at Facebook at least you can kind of make connections and like you can message and comment and stuff like that, but with Twitter it's kind of like, here's our tweet.
But if you get famous, people can give out to you directly on Twitter. That's
yeah, because
he can do a mean tweet. Yeah.
For some reason, Twitter is the social media network you go to if you're really famous and you don't want Facebook.
Big in the States.
Yeah, but it's kind of like if you don't want to have your own Facebook page. Well, actually, you can get more than 5,000.
If it's a slow
followers,
if it's a slow news day and you're a journalist, you're like, I'll get someone's tweets.
I'll go to Twitter and skim through the news.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't really be a big fan of Twitter. I have my own fucking.
Like, we have one because we were told to get one, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much the reason.
Yeah. One day it's like, oh, you need all social media. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And it was a really attractive woman that said it to us, and we were like, have you got a Twitter? And she was like, no. We're like, oh, we without sounding too pervy, do you have a Twitter there, do you? And she was like, no, I don't. It's like, well, we really only got one to see if there's any pictures you have in fucking, you know, a shower or something.
Pass us up there, will you?
Pass us up there, will you? No.
Give any gigs after Monday?
Yeah, the 11th of September. 9/11.
Well, yeah.
We're in Drogheda, and then we're back in Drogheda on the 31st. But apart from that, it's just write album time. To write the album. We got like 6 or 7 ideas so far.
Yeah, well, we're going to just keep it. We're going to hibernate.
Just going to do
what we did last year with the EP. Drink cans, hang out.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
That's it. And then obviously come back for a podcast with you guys anytime you'll have us.
Yeah. As well as have to repay the compliment you guys.
That's it. We're going to record part 2 after this. In a few minutes.
Oh, deadly. Another 4 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got, like, we're going to probably try our hand at doing some Dead Jesus Radio without Carl. We'll just do it now.
I think we're just going to have to do it.
Just going to have to do it and keep the pod. I've gotten the podcast bug again, so.
It'd be amazing if Carl was one of the 4 people who listens every week to this. He's like, what?
Probably.
I don't know what we did to Carl. I think he must think that our shite stinks now. I don't know.
That's it. I think he's just busy. That's what I put. I like to see the
code. You can't be that busy that you can't devote 2 hours of your life to the rodeo.
Well,
man, he might have another podcast. He's working.
Yeah, that's it. He could just be cheating on us, Ross. Yeah. Could just be cheating on us.
Prick.
But who cares? We can just do it without him.
Yeah.
You're coming around to that way of thinking now, so I can get behind that. Yeah. All good.
Yeah.
So okay. No plugs from you guys now.
We're playing Sweeney's or something. We've one confirmed gig ages away, and the other ones are unconfirmed.
We have loads of gigs that are kind of on the fence. The only one confirmed is we're playing November in Sweden.
Yeah.
you better start practicing for that.
Is it Dime Store?
No.
It's just some night in Sweeney's.
No, it's a...
Lock Up, lads.
It's this Lock Up group.
Can we get in on that?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say some. There are these Dundalk lads who've done a bunch of gigs.
That's what I meant to say. We want to get a Dundalk gig with you. As you guys are kind of contact. Why don't we just, you know, gig together all the time?
We're just like, all right, we're Boomjob, but now for 4 songs, Stitch Jones.
Yeah, what's up? We're Boom Jones.
We didn't tell you we were going to do this.
I think it can be done. It can be done. Absolutely.
I'm trying. What plugs? Oh, just boomchildband.com.
Boomchildband.com.
Yeah.
Man, you gotta get more members in your band so you can pay for a website.
Someday we'll do it.
Yeah, someday we'll be self-sufficient.
For all 6 people that like our stuff or attempt to listen to our stuff that aren't family members.
Check it out, lads, we're gonna gig. But if I stick a picture of my beard, you'll all like it.
Yeah, if I stick a picture of my dog. They love it, but we actually put up, like, today we saved a child from a burning building. Ah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Move on.
It's weird that way. Social media is weird that way. Oh, look, here's a picture from last year. Oh, my God, that's great. Oh, by the way, if you want to see me outside of the social media, I'm actually playing drums, something I love a lot. I'm doing it tomorrow.
You don't like playing drums. You said you don't really like playing drums.
Yeah.
I'm more of a harmonica man myself.
You look it. With that hat at the moment, you look like Tom Waits.
I look like Mick Christopher.
Lads, we have a sponsor for today.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Today's show is sponsored by...
Tough Lip Productions.
Your show is sponsored by your own production company.
Tough Lip.
It's a sponsor.
Hey, it's a good sponsor.
It's Tyke Lipton's production company.
It's a self-sufficient sponsor.
Stitch Jones Hoover's sponsors this podcast.
Hoover's?
Nilfisk.
Nilfisk. No, they're a real company. Shut up.
They'll sue us.
Yeah, they will. They listen out for especially podcasts in North County Dublin. They're dying to catch us out. Like
up on iTunes.
Anyway, I'm delighted your gig went really well on the rocks.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh, cheers.
It's going to be good.
We got signed to Sony last night.
Here. Everyone signed to Sony now. It doesn't mean anything. It used to mean something in the 90s. No. It doesn't mean anything now.
No.
There's it's no more gone. Advances. The advances are really small now. They don't give you a lot of money.
It's just a big loan. That's all it is.
Yeah, and then if you don't...
You don't pay it back, then they just take your
balls. Yeah, if you don't clear X amount, then they're not interested.
That's it. They just take your balls. That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
I just play trad now myself.
That's it, yeah.
Bit of planksty.
Well, we do the sign off together.
We will. Let me find the right button.
Wait, look, what button are you
looking for? I'll have the applause.
Okay. Hey!
Okay,
I'm going to show you how to chew.
Yeah, we'll say Boom Jones.
We are Boom Jones, yeah.
We say, the sign off be, we are Boom Jones and so are Moo. It used to be so are you, but now it's so are Moo because we have the...
All right.
Daisy, put it down.
The pressure's on.
There we go.
So we are Boom Jones.
We are Boom Jones and so are Moo.
All right, we go again.
Yeah. One. Thanks, guys, for having us. This is awesome.
That's not amazing.
That wasn't the sign off.
I know, yeah.
That was practice.
Have we been recording?
Yeah, all right, here we go.
We have been.
One, two, three.
We are Boom Jones and so are Moo.
Oh, Daisy, get up, you dirty devil, you.
Woo!
Up, you legend.
A song with Stis Jones.
Oh, hey!
Enjoy!
Thank you.
You know.